Bienvenidos al programa de Broadway a Gran Vía. Después de las festividades de Año Nuevo, de Rosh Hashanah, continuamos con la segunda parte del musical Merrily We Roll Along, escrito por Stephen Sondheim y George Poore. Les refresco la memoria. Este musical tiene una secuencialidad invertida, es decir, comienza en 1976 y a través de saltos en el tiempo nos lleva a 1955. En este periodo se muestra cómo termina la amistad entre Frank, Charlie y Mary, tres autores de musicales de Broadway. O más bien podemos decir cómo se fragua la amistad, porque como va atrás en el tiempo, bueno, poco a poco lo entenderán. El estreno de su obra ha sido todo un éxito, y los aplausos de un público enfervorecido así lo demuestran. Los tres amigos se felicitan mutuamente por el éxito. You listen to that. Does that make you feel proud? Well, feel more than just proud. Okay, wait, I'll tempt fate and I'll state it out loud. That unless I miss my guess is I can't stand it. Listen. Yes. It's a hit, gang, I think this is it. No more writing clever little shows for those basement saloons. No more proclamations from the pros that you can't hum the tunes.
No more sneaking at an intermission to the place you wish you could afford.
Or producers having you audition whenever they're bored.
And we'll say right away as you play the first chord.
Boys, that's just great, but next time, don't be so clever.
It's a hit, you're a hit, you should quit.
No more coaching those sopranos with voices like bees.
No more secondhand pianos with six broken keys.
No more agents giving you opinions while they turn you over to their minions.
Just for these guarantees, we should please thank the Lord.
It's a hit, it's a hit.
Well, your in-laws just spit after all that baloney they made you go through. All that muttering that you're a phony, cause what do you do? Well, their faces be stony when they see on their Sony someone has.
To begin by thanking everyone who turned down everything I have written so I could win this.
All the folks, there's still the reviews left, both the trim and the news left. Early, surly, not a good sign. Also, even if there's a chance, folks, let's not forget the advance, folks. Not a lot of cash, folks.
Also, even if it's a smash, folks, doesn't that mean we sell out?
I hope we sell out.
What I mean is sell out. Well, you know, success is like failure. It's how you perceive it. It's what you do with it, not how you achieve it. And I can't believe it's a hit. It's a hit. It's a hit. It's a hit.
Tell me, is that a noise or is that a noise? That is the noise we've been waiting the whole of our lives to hear.
Listen to that.
Listen, to,
listen
that.
To that. Buddy, is that a noise or is that a noise? Is the machine gonna get it on tape for our wives to hear?
Listen to that. That's a thing.
Positively moving.
You could have fooled me.
Is we're still good friends. Nothing can kill good friends. Where there's a will, good friends don't need success to survive.
Where those good friends, what's their disguise?
A pesar de que Frank está casado con Beth y tienen un hijo de 5 años, Gussie, una rica e influyente actriz de Broadway, está enamorada de él. Nos vamos atrás en el tiempo, a 1962 en concreto. Gussie ha preparado una fiesta llena de gente influyente del mundo del espectáculo. Allí están también Frank, Beth, Charlie y Mary, dispuestos a conseguir un productor para el musical que acaban de escribir. De pronto, Gussie anuncia que Frank va a cantar la canción que acaba de escribir en ese momento.
What is she talking about?
Later, Charlie.
It started out like a song. We started quiet and slow, with no surprise. And then one morning I woke to realize we had a good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some angry moments, of course, but just a few. And only moments, no more, because we knew we had this good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was that such a mistake at the time? You never wanted enough. All right, tough, I don't make that a crime. Going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, and still I say it could have kept on growing instead of just kept on. Had a good thing going, going, going.
Golly, they loved it. They thought we were great.
You want to know what true greatness is? It's knowing when to get off.
I'll sing with you.
No, no,
come
Frank,
on.
That's not the point. I really...
It started out like a song. We started quiet and slow with no surprise. And then one morning I woke to realize
we had a good thing
going. It's not that nothing went wrong.
Did you hear that kidding?
La canción resulta todo un éxito entre la audiencia de la fiesta. Volvemos a dar un salto. En esta ocasión nos vamos a 1960. Dos años antes, Beth, Charlie y Frank representan su musical en un pequeño club.
And lasers, the twist and the pill, a city in Brazil
that no one wants to fill.
Khrushchev stopped screaming and Librium came in,
and Nixon didn't win.
Goodbye then, Twike and the Brass, 2 years that were cozy but crass. It's true, Ike was icky, but better him than Dicky. Now meet the first family with class.
There's Bobby
and Jackie
and Jack and Mary, it's more in the back. There's Ethel and Teddy and Pat alone,
plus Eunice
and Peter
and Jean
and Joe
and what's his name?
Stephen.
And hold the phone, the one in the army.
One in the army?
Captain, Major,
Sergeant.
That's it.
So many cards in the pack, you want to know how to keep track. Well, one is good looking and young and rich. Well, one is good looking and young and rich. The rest are good looking and young and rich. There isn't a lot that they lack. Not Bobby and Jackie and Jack and Ethel and Ted and Eunice and Pat and Joan and Steve and Peter and Jean and Sars. There's probably dozens of others at large. God knows. And Joe and Rose. We're bringing back style to the White House.
I'm painting it cream for a start.
We're making it into a cultural lighthouse for glamour and beauty and art.
Evenings of the Budapest playing Vivaldi and Munch doing bits of Ravel. I'll get Leon Jean Price to sing a medley from Meister Singer and Margot Fontaine to dance Giselle.
Together?
Won't it be perfectly swell?
We'll have Bernstein play next on the Bechstein piano.
And ordinary poems and stuff.
And Kalina Vishnevskaya, the Russian soprano. Just pronouncing her name is refreshing enough.
We're bringing back style to the White House with casual culture.
Let's have Tibaldi.
makes a guy feel good.
And Oleg Cassini, well, I think he's real good.
And how about Heifetz?
And Callas.
And Gielgud.
And later when everything's cool, we'll push them all into the pool.
With Bobby.
And Jackie.
And Jack.
The White House is under attack.
8 years is the limit, but 8 will do.
By then there'll be Bobby.
And Teddy too.
Or Peter or Stephen.
Or even you.
Ooh. And then there's the Colonel.
Colonel.
Major.
Major.
You know.
Sergeant.
Yeah.
Dozens to take up the slack if anything goes out of whack.
And someday elections will be unknown.
'Cause each of our kids will ascend the throne.
And their kids have more kids with kids of their own.
It's sort of a family knack.
Till most of the nation's made up of relations of Bobby and Jackie and Jack. And Ethel and Ted and Eunice and Pat and Joan and Steve and Peter and Jean and Sarge and Joe and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose and Rose. The decade is starting anew. And maybe the country is too.
Este musical es una parodia acerca del clan de los Kennedy. Entre el público se encuentra Goosey, la popular actriz, y su marido Joe, el productor. Frank se presenta y también presenta a su futura mujer Beth.
But you're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you'll stay as the days go by. I keep thinking, when does it end?
That it can't get much better, much longer, but it only gets better and stronger.
Still somehow part of my life, and you won't go away, and I have to say, if you did, I'd die.
I want day after day after day after day.
I'll die day after day after day.
Ahora nos encontramos en 1957, el momento en que Frank muestra a Charlie las ideas que tiene para escribir un musical. Entonces conocen a Mary, quien también se une al proyecto. Juntos cantan esta canción en la que se muestra cómo comienza su amistad, finalmente truncada. Hasta la semana que viene, que os sorprenderemos con otro musical.
We're what's happening. Don't you know? We're the movers and we're the shapers. We're the names in tomorrow's papers. Up to us, man, to show 'em. It's our time, breathe it in. Worlds to change and worlds to win. Our turn coming through, me and you, man, me and you. Feel how it quivers on the brink.
What?
Everything gives you the shivers, makes you think. There's so much stuff to sing. And you and me will be singing it like the birds. Me with music and you the words. tell them things they don't know. Up to us, pal, to show 'em. It's our time, breathe it in. Worlds to change and worlds to win. Our turn, we're what's new. Me and you, pal, me and you. Feel the flow, hear what's happening. We're what's happening. Long ago, all we had was that funny feeling, saying someday we'd send them reeling. Now it looks like we can. Someday just began.
Something is stirring, shifting ground. It's just begun. Edges are blurring all around. And yesterday is done.
Feel the flow, hear what's happening.
We're what's happening.
Don't you know, we're the movers and we're the shapers. We're the names in tomorrow's papers. Up to us now to show up.
Hang on.